which is taking place on the 24th, where Barbara Jones, Consul General of Ireland and the Irish Community, for the Irish Government's official New York City centenary ceremony, marking, of course, the 100th anniversary of the Easter Rising. This event is going to take place in Wagner Park and Pier A in Battery Park City. Let's now go to the Irish consulate and to Anna McGillicuddy, who is Deputy Head of Mission at the Consulate General of Ireland in New York, to bring us some updates on what we can expect. Anna.
Good morning, Adrian. It's wonderful to speak to you.
Again, the excitement with, and we can call it excitement with respect to the day's events, which again will be, not probably, but will be the biggest event to take place in New York, indeed, for the last 100 years. It's all going well, and it is about to, indeed, we're only now a week away from the historic centenary commemoration at Battery Park City. Fill us in.
Thanks for that, Adrian, and very many thanks for this opportunity to speak to your listeners this morning. We really hope that the word is spreading. We hope that people have seen the advertisements in the Irish newspapers here this week, and that they're getting notifications from their friends and family from Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and emails. Because, as you said, Adrian, this is going to be an enormous event. It'll all take place, as we discussed last week, at Wagner Park, then in Battery Park City, at the very tip of Manhattan. And what we'll start off in the morning with the official centenary commemoration ceremony, and there's capacity there for 6,000 people. So really, you know, come along, bring your family and friends, bring anyone who's at all interested in Ireland or you'd like to be interested in Ireland, and I think it'll be a wonderful morning. We discussed the ceremony last week, Adrian, and I told you that we would follow very much what happened at the GPO 3 weeks ago now, the solemn service that a lot of people will have seen on TV or read about. We'll have, you know, the flags lowered, reading of the proclamation, laying of a wreath, a moment's silence, a lament, the last post, and the flags coming up to full mast, and Maxine Linehan singing the national anthems. One update we've had this week, actually, Adrian, which I think is a wonderful one, is that the Defence Force personnel from the Irish Defence Forces coming out next week to join us and to participate in the ceremony are actually the same personnel who led the commemorations at the GPO in Dublin 3 weeks ago, and Captain Peter Kelleher of the 27th Infantry Battalion, who read the proclamation in front of the GPO 3 weeks ago, will again read the proclamation in Battery Park City, in Wagner Park, for the 6,000 Irish-American friends of Ireland. So we think that's very special.
It surely is, yeah. Also, for those who may be thinking of coming to New York for that very special day, we should point out again that not only is Battery Park City and Pier A there at the tip of Manhattan, that this not only is it a great venue for this commemoration, but it's also very historic in that so many Irish immigrants, from once they got through a very close and sometimes over-the-top examination for their worthiness to enter the United States, the first place they set foot in the United States after, indeed, Ellis Island, was right on the spot where these centennial ceremonies are taking place. I mean, that is so historic and so much a part of our Irish-American history.
Yeah, Adrian, we think it has tremendous resonance. I'm sure your listeners will agree. And, of course, Pier A, which will be the, it's right beside Wagner Park and will be the venue for a lot of cultural celebrations later in the day, was also built by the first Irish Catholic mayor of New York, W.R. Grace.
That's it.
And we've had tremendous support from the owners of Pier A and from Battery Park City Authority, all of whom understand the importance of the area for the Irish here.
I'm more than familiar because of the Irish Hunger Memorial at Battery Park City of the great and high level of support that the authority itself has shown consistently, and apparently they're pulling out all the stops this time
around.
And we all know, or at least those who haven't had an opportunity to visit Pier A, which is right beside Wagner Park, Pier A, it is a it's an icon on at the very tip of Manhattan there, and again through the cooperation and generosity of Danny McDonald, a lot of events taking place that day. There's more than enough for anybody interested, not just in music, but fill us in on the cultural events that are actually scheduled.
I will, and thanks for that, Adrian. So, following the official centenary ceremony in Wagner Park, very quickly, within the space of about 15 minutes, things will be turned around, and Wagner Park, firstly, will be transformed into an open-air music venue with a large stage, and we have 5 hours of free top-class music. And there's been a lot of people will have looked at the website this week, www.ireland2016ny.com. But actually this week, towards the end of the week, people will have noticed that we've had some special guests announced, including, I'm delighted to say, Martin Hayes, the virtuoso fiddler from Clare, with Dennis Cahill, and they're both very famous from the Gloaming and, like, many times All-Ireland Fiddle Champion. But they will be one of our headliners on the stage, along with very many others. So people are welcome to stay in Wagner Park. There'll be some seating there. There'll be refreshments. And it should be comfortable. And thank God the weather forecast is looking good for the day. Also, at the same time as all that music is happening in Wagner Park, nearby in Pier A, there's a wonderful, wonderful cultural program set up, and we have everybody from Glucksan Ireland House talking about tracing your family history and looking into DNA. We have the Irish Repertory Theatre have commissioned a very special piece to mark the occasion. We have Paul Muldoon, the poet editor of the New Yorker, with Jean Butler, the of course famous dancer, performing. We'll of course, there'll be food and drinks inside. It'll be a comfortable space. And it's just things starting at 1 o'clock and continuing to about 6 p.m. that day, all free. And Adrian, I have one further update that I'd like to share with your listeners, which I think is an important one. Last week when we talked about the events of the day in Pier A, we talked about people having to apply for free tickets to manage the capacity at Pier A. Adrian, we had to think about this during the week, and we really want to ensure that as many people as possible get into Pier A. And what we're going to do is just open it all up, first come, first served, get people in, get people out. And we really think by doing that, no tickets at all required, no pre-registration required, that as many people as possible are going to experience the richness and the depth of the program there. I think it's really going to be wonderful.
I couldn't agree more with that. And also the idea of registering was to be assured it wasn't just a flimsy notion, to be assured that those who want to attend the cultural events at Pier A would be assured of of a spot. Considering that the entertainment and the music is going to continue uninterrupted throughout the entire day at Wagner Park, I think that it is a great idea, and hopefully, you know, that not more than 2,000 of those people will decide to descend on a PRA. But throughout the day, the cultural events are staggered anyway. And it is great that those who want or those who would like to attend some of the cultural events will have that opportunity. And those who are quite happy with the top-class entertainment from both sides of the Atlantic will be happy enough to stay in Wagner Park. Let's get to your updated website and where we can get information as of today, and for that matter, updates as they are actually being added during the week.
That's it, Adrian. So I mentioned it a moment ago, but just a little bit more slowly for those who want to grab a pen. The website with all the information and all the programs, and as you say, updates throughout the week, is www.ireland2016ny.com.
Okay. Ireland2016ny.com. And again, thank you. The euphoria, the excitement. And we do find, mind you, that in our own feedback, that family reunions, those who have an interest not only in 1916 and the centenary, but those who want to be a part of what I'm safely predicting will be the largest Irish gathering in New York City in the last 100 years. That's the place to be. And again, the website will tell you more. It is Ireland2016ny.com. Anna McGillicuddy, thank you for joining us. And we further update the information on next week's program, but in the meantime, that's the place to get us.
Adrian, could I have one final word?
Yes.
Could I just say just a huge thank you? I want to just tell your listeners that all the organization for next weekend's events has just been characterized by the most tremendous coming together of so many people in the community, whether it's sponsors and business, the artists coming together, all the Irish cultural institutions in the city, and just a lot of people who have said, what can I do, and rolling up their sleeves. We're a tiny team at the concert, and we are not doing this alone. So I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's helping. Truly appreciate it, and I think it'll make the day, you know, we'll have a very solemn but inspirational commemoration in the morning, but I think the afternoon as well will be a very joyful gathering. And thanks to everyone who is helping us make that happen.
And that will be followed by appropriately named Welcoming Ireland celebrations throughout the day. Thanks, Anna. Thank you. And friends, again, the website, www.ireland2016ny.com.